Now we've got a wonderful story of a mystery solved. Earlier this year, Vermont Public Radio aired an interview with Nathan Benn. He's a National Geographic photographer whose pictures of 1970s Vermont were on display at a museum in the town of Shelburne. They posted one of the photos online. It showed an unidentified man holding open the mouth of a cow. And several people wrote in saying that they recognized the man more than 40 years after the picture was taken. Here and Now contributor Vermont Public Radio's Angela Evansy went on a mission to learn more about him.
The photograph in question has a simple title, Eden 1973. Eden is the name of a town in northern Vermont. It's of a man wearing muddy overalls in a muddy barnyard. There's a crowd of people behind him. Some are sitting on the roof of a barn. And this guy, he's got his hands all up in the face of a cow. One hand is pushing its nostrils back, and the other is pulling down its bottom lip, showing off a row of giant cow teeth.
Baring the teeth like that, without an explanation, provides a level of ambiguity. And I love ambiguity in my photographs. I like photographs that, when you look at them, they don't answer all the questions immediately.
That's Nathan Benn, the photographer who took the shot. I called him up at his home in Brooklyn, and we'll hear more from him later, because I needed a lot of questions answered. On Facebook, more than a few people had recognized the guy in his photo. "Isn't that Willis Hicks?" one commenter said. Someone else wrote, "That man is Willis Hicks, who ran the auction at Katie's Falls." Somebody said they remembered the day Hicks came in and stopped the auction and announced that Marilyn Monroe had died and asked for a moment of silence. Remember, this photo was taken in 1973, and there was no name in Ben's caption. But in 2015, a bunch of people scrolling through their news feeds recognized him immediately and seemed to have really vivid memories of him. So who was this guy?
My first job was at the Charlemont restaurant in Morrisville. And he used to come in every day with these other old guys. I was just a teenager, but he was, "There's that curly-haired girl."
Jennifer Twombly Hicks had also commented on the story.
"He's my father-in-law."
Jennifer was the first person to explain to me what exactly was going on in that photograph.
People would ask Willis, when he brought a cow out, "How old is that heifer?" And he would open their mouth and show their teeth, because you could tell from their teeth their age.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
This was kind of his trademark. Willis Hicks died 10 years ago. But in his day, he was kind of a legend as far as Vermont auctioneers went. He didn't just sell cows. He sold entire farms when the owners went under or wanted out. He sold tools and furniture. And when he called an auction, people would come from all over, the way you'd go to a concert or a movie.
"I got $150, give me $155, give me $165.
Well, he quit school in eighth grade to go work on the farm with his mother because his father worked out.
This is Peter Hicks, Jennifer's husband and Willis's son.
And then somehow he got in with a guy that taught him how to auctioneer, and he started auctioneering and did that for 21, 22 years.
70, now 5, now 20, now 5.
Peter Hicks is actually in the background of the National Geographic photograph. He's a kid of maybe 10 or 11. He says he watched a lot of auctions.
One time he grabbed a cow by the chain, and she went around a post and they cut his finger off. They sewed it back on, but he had to have it taken off later. But he was pretty rugged. There weren't too many cows going to get away from him.
That story checks out, by the way.
"I lost the finger at a farm field down in Jeffersonville."
A station in Morrisville called WLVB interviewed Willis back in the 1990s.
"Then another time down the Eastburg farm field, I was selling a tractor. They started it up, and I was standing up on the John Deere tractor, and the iron went right through my foot. So it was a tough life, but somebody had to do it, so Willie did."
I absolutely love the way he refers to himself in the third person as Willie.
"Keep the farmers happy, keep Willie happy. We had auctions away from here to the Canadian border, New Hampshire lines. Things have changed awful, but not for the good."
The Hicks farmed on the side, so Peter remembers working really hard as a kid. He's proud of it, appreciates the way his dad raised him. For the past 17 years, he's worked for the state of Vermont as a clerk of the works. He says one day he was up working in the state building where the governor's office is.
"I come around the corner, and there was a picture of my father on the governor's floor."
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty neat.
This was actually a second photograph of Willis Hicks. Apparently, Nathan Benn wasn't the only artist to be seduced by Willis's aesthetic. Peter Miller was, too.
I had been up to Katy Falls to his auction house, but drew people from all over the area, backwoods people, people from local towns.
Miller's portrait of Willis is really similar to Benn's. Once again, Willis is showing off a cow's teeth. He's wearing the same broken-in fedora and what looked to be the same pair of overalls. But he looks older, maybe more tired. He once told Miller he'd guessed that over the years, he'd auctioned off 180,000 cows.
And he saw many old-timers with 25 to 35 cows cry when they sold their cows. He knew that they're all done farming.
I had one old-timer cry right in the rain. But I didn't realize in another 25 or 30 years I'd be as old as he was. It went fast.
Yeah, it was mostly Vermont farmers, like farmers that were selling their land for development. Some people couldn't even stand to be there to see their cows sold. And other ones were saying, now we can have some time off.
I became really fixated on this idea that Willis was almost like a pivot point in Vermont's history. He was an auctioneer at a time when small farms started to go down like dominoes, just as the back-to-the-landers and the big money were arriving. And this brings us back to Nathan Benn from National Geographic. I wanted to know, did he mean to take a picture of a man who, regardless of his intentions, was basically facilitating the decline of the dairy industry?
No, I did not. I did not.
Of course, it's never that easy.
Let me try to provide some context to that. To the best of my recollection, the other auctions that I photographed were...
Ben told me that he shot a lot of auctions while he was documenting Vermont for the magazine.
This particular sale...
But this one auction up in Eden was different.
The sellers in this case were a couple whose name I think was Tabor. One or both of them were Boston-based lawyers. And they had bought the farm as a weekend home and probably a Green Acres kind of vision of pastoral life in Arcadia.
In other words, they were gentlemen farmers.
And it didn't work out for them.
Said he couldn't make money enough down in Boston to pay his expenses up here. So he decided to sell out. So I went up and sold the cattle furniture off for him.
And so, in a sense, this particular process might be exceptional, but it was truly more of an anti-gentrification rather than gentrification process.
It makes you look at the photograph in an entirely different way. Before, it looked like this timepiece, this relic of old Vermont days gone by. But knowing that the cows belonged to Boston lawyers makes everything infinitely more complicated. Vermont had already started to change, even in this vintage 1973 photograph.
I think it's a reach to try to think of it as an end of the era. Many of the things I photographed are persistent to this day, and if you make some effort, you can find them.
And I got 100, give me 5, give me 10.
Really, it was just Willis Hicks era, a day in Eden when the auction was perhaps just a bit more entertaining.
That girl in the red skirt. I got $150.
Willis Hicks died in 2005. When we look back on his time, it's tempting to imagine that things were more real and lament the loss of the real Vermont. I asked Peter Miller, who took that second photograph of Willis, if he thought the real Vermont had disappeared with Willis. What is the real Vermont? He said, the real Vermont is what it's turning into. For Here and Now, I'm Angela Evansy.
You can see pictures of Willis Hicks, including outtakes from Nathan Benn's shoot for National Geographic, at hereandnow.org. And special thanks to WLVB-FM 93.9 in Morrisville, Vermont, for the archival recording of Mr. Hicks. You're listening to Here and Now.